Derek Carr is a good person. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people in the NFL are good people. I think a lot of people will look at Derek Carr and be like, man, he's not bad. Because I hear that three or four times out of each year, I'll hear, he ain't that bad, though, man. He ain't that bad. He ain't that bad. He ain't that bad. What does that mean, Andrew?
Serviceable. That's what I would normally say, but this season for him has kind of sealed it to me that he ain't coming back as a starter.
Yeah.
And he'll probably pull a Geno redemption arc maybe down the road, but for now, he's... I always thought him and Cousins were on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins proved to me he is on a better level, or is Justin Jefferson that much better than Devontae?
Mm-hmm.
Which is possible.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't... Like, even the receiving... Like, Devontae has 71 yards. That's it. Basically. Like, 2 receptions, 22 yards. 2 receptions, 17 yards. 2 receptions, 15 yards.
And what Josh had, what Josh probably got, like, 2 of those catches?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, his ability to... I think you know, a lot of quarterbacks has this. Great touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of good pocket passers get great touch. You know, a lot of touch passes go well with certain things. Then you got your quarterbacks that, you know, Brett Favre used to break fingers on 5-yard routes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think through the course of time, you had maybe coaches or just people in general just like, you know, like, you don't got to throw that hard right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Derek Carr maybe took that just a little too much of an extra. And I know I harp on one thing about him because I think there's certain things that he, efficient-wise, that he's good at. And he's good at, I think, I want to say he's good at reading the defense and things of that nature. But I just think that when he comes down to making a decision as a panic, and then there's too much touch. There's
yeah.
a panic moment, and then, because even like the moment whenever in that overtime, I think it was last season or a couple seasons ago, they won that overtime game. The play before, he lobbed it up to Zay Jones. It was the play before that, he overshot him because
yeah.
he panicked. You know what I'm saying? It's a panic that he has. That I just feel like that when he floats a pass, it's like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like,
it's not like he, there are sometimes, like, you can say he's pressured,
yes.
but not in the sense of the normal term.
Right, right.
Like, he psychs himself out, and that's a lot of the problem. So it's like he's not... It's like he's got the skill set, but he doesn't have the mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I don't want to compare him to another Raiders quarterback that absolutely failed, but it's like Jamarcus to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Jamarcus had the skill set, but
yeah.
probably had the worst mentality of any quarterback ever.
Worse.
And Derek at least has a better mentality than that, but it's not great.
Yeah.
It's like saying... I would probably say his brother would have been a better
yeah,
quarterback.
I say that all the time.
And it just sucks because he was a Texan.
Mm-hmm.
That just...
I think expansion teams in NFL gets like, it's something different. If a new team comes in and they got to do an expansion draft, something different's got to happen. Because
yeah.
it wasn't set up for him to get a good look at all. Like, I just
no.
think, like, you had to get... Horrible offensive line. You had to get horrible. Like, the only thing you got from that was Andre Johnson. No, was it? No, I don't. He didn't.
That was the next year.
Yeah, that was the next year. So I mean, like, it was bad, man. And you had to go out there and play with that. But I think furthermore, that say like Peyton Manning threw 29 interceptions his rookie year,
mm-hmm.
29, and then people was like, okay, he's gonna be fine. You know, Troy Aikman, they were terrible the first 3 years. You know, Troy Aikman is one of the players that is a Hall of Famer that has had multiple seasons where he had more interceptions than touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, but he still looked like he could handle it. He could fire a pass in there.
Yeah.
It was passion. You know, I'm not going to say that Derek Carr doesn't have that, but there's something in a quarterback to keep his job. They can make a team do well with the pieces that he has. You got the running game. You got the wide receivers. You got somewhat of a defense that can keep things close. Because it seems like these AFC games are not so spread apart. They're not getting blown out.
Yeah.
There's a point to where I think that Derek Carr has to look at himself and be like, man, I got to, like, not say grow a pair, but just I don't know, man. Like, let it rip. I think, like, there's a moment of, like, when he does, they do good. That game with Dr. Devontae Chuck, that he threw that one out of bounds. Let it rip. He didn't catch it. That's what I mean. And he don't have to be super accurate. Give your wide receiver who's a outstanding. Don't be like, hey, man, I don't think I could have got that pass there. Get it there. Joe Burrow, I'll give you that, Jamar Chase. I will give you that. And that makes Joe Burrow look better.
Yeah.
My question to you is that with Tua, because we're moving off of Derek Carr. My question is with Tua, because I always got to ask you the Miami Dolphin questions, kind of in the same way. He didn't play a bad game against the 49ers, but that same panic I saw, the same type of panic where I was like, woo, man, because high passes,
yeah,
the interception, because way off timing, you know what I'm saying? You can't blame the wide receiver on that.
Nope.
And it's just like, it's...
I want to give... Compared to Carr, Tua has played significantly better than Carr.
Yes.
So I'm going to say that to start with.
For sure.
For last game, I'm trying to figure the best way to say it. I hated the last game.
Yeah, completely. For sure, man. It was crazy. But y'all scored on the second half. Go ahead.
But the problem was with last game, it's a, going back to what I said about Carr, Carr's under pressure was not the same as a normal under pressure. Tua had that problem, yes, with the traditional. We didn't have Armstead. Our anchor line was gone, and our line was just in shambles,
yeah,
facing the best, probably, defensive line currently in, sure, the league. I mean, heck, Tua hadn't been sacked in three games, and then Bosa had 30 sacks by himself.
Had thrown an interception over, like, 107 attempts.
Yeah, had the longest active streak, which was like, that's what I expected out of him.
Yes.
And then throws two back-to-back, and... Was it back-to-back or basically back-to-back?
No, it was basically. It wasn't.
Yeah. It was close,
yeah,
but...
Yeah.
Which, the first one was not ugly. The second one was ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah. The second one was a drop. I mean, the third one was dropped right in the hands. Wasn't it? Remember, he threw it. He kind of let it rip a little high. And somebody,
yeah,
like, it dropped it. I mean, I'm talking about, I was like, damn, that looked like the NFC Championship game. Or the divisional game.
Yeah. So, I don't...
Or championship game.
I think what makes me laugh right now is the whole, when you look at that draft, who's currently the best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me laugh because they don't know where to put Tua.
They do not.
I think Burrow being the first one is kind of obvious, mm-hmm, because he has had the most success.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to everybody else, it's like, I mean, heck, I would... say Hurts is up there.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably, and then it becomes between Herbert and Tua.
Yeah, and stylistically, people go Herbert, and I look at Herbert as like, yeah, but if you put Tua at the Chargers,
oh, Tua would fail.
I don't know. Well, because here's the thing: I can't pick on Justin Herbert. I take that back. I can't pick on Justin Herbert on that. I may have to agree with you because Tua, maybe, I think he would be a little bit more cleaner with the ball for what they have.
Maybe, but I think ultimately what it comes down to is Herbert has a Brian Flores problem.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, I can't really say that. You just have an incompetent coach.
Yeah.
Completely. Let's just say it that way. Yes. Flores can be a good coach,
yeah,
but was so adamant against Tua, yeah, and then you have McDaniel come in just like, this is what you need, and boom.
Y'all are like going to the playoffs, looking like so far.
Well, we looked at the playoffs the last 2 years.
Yeah, right.
We're one of the only teams in history have two winning records back to back seasons and still don't make the playoffs, yeah, which
this is insane.
It's still feasible for us not to go.
Right.
I mean, heck, I read it, statistically it is possible that the Jags can still win the number one seed in the AFC. No, that's
come on, Detroit.
I mean,
come on, Detroit.
Detroit's still eligible.
No, I'm saying Detroit playing Jaguars this weekend.
If Jags win out and Miami loses every game but one against the Bills, it's a weird scenario, but they'll end up being the number one seed. It's
That's
like,
insane, man. It's weird how it can happen that way. Because winning your division
and
is
Houston
a lot.
Isn't even out. They can still go to the playoffs because they win out and Titans lose out or something like that. They would have the tiebreaker or something.
Oh, my God.
So it's like there is no team in the AFC currently
safe.
safe.
Hmm. Interesting for the Bills.
Yeah, Bills can, because they can still lose the East.
Yeah.
They can lose the East. If they lose out, Jets, Patriots, and us can take that over.
Josh Allen is not going to be on the pedestal after that.
No.
I think the pedestal is going to be removed. And Joe Burrow is going to be like, how you doing?
I think until Burrow beats the Browns, he can't be on that pedestal.
That is crazy.
3-0 against the Chiefs in one fifth calendar year.
Yeah.
But 0-4 Browns all time.
Wowzers. And now you got to go against second game, Deshaun Watson. First game, I knew he was going to be terrible.
The problem with that is he went terrible against a terrible team.
Yeah.
And
the defense decided to say, we're going to help you out today, and we're going to play great for you. Denzel Ward got the easiest touchdown in the NFL this season.
Yeah.
It's the easiest touchdown ever. Like, he didn't even, like, oh, fumble. Oh,
God. This is mine now.
Oh, I just walk. Never stood, like, well, yeah, that's the easiest touchdown I think I've seen. The easiest, by far.
Now, what I think is going to happen, because if Deshaun plays terrible against the Bengals, is the quarterback market's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Because the biggest person to look at for this is Lamar.
Because
Lamar's looking for that payday. Mm. Between the two epic contracts between Russell and Deshaun, it makes things very intriguing that people are not going to overpay for quarterbacks anymore.
Exactly.
Which I'm perfectly okay with. Lower the prices ultimately down, because
Flacco. Flacco and the Ravens. I mean, it's not a good idea. I mean, it's going to happen with the Ravens, with the Broncos, or Russell, like you mentioned. It's going to happen with if you overpay a quarterback, and that quarterback won with a Tyreek Hill, a Devontae Adams, and they got to go. You're putting a little bit too much on that quarterback, it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let Russ cook. How's that worked out for you? Let Baker bake, apparently.
I know. Baker Mayfield. Like I said, he is a quarterback that has skill. He has things against him. When the hunger really is fired up in him,
yeah,
he can be a gamer. And I think, you know, it happens to everybody. It happens to people when they get new jobs and stuff like that. Baker Mayfield went to the playoffs. He took Cleveland to the playoffs. Granted, he got hurt the next season, but still, he did 20 commercials. He did more commercials than he had touchdowns. So I just looked at it, it's like he got a little bit civilized a little early. And it kind of went to his game a little bit.
Yeah.
But also, ultimately, it went to him here. Because when the murmur started, he could have kept his mouth shut.
I think when that happened, his shoulder injury, which has cost him a lot.
Yes.
And
his attitude cost him the rest.
Yeah. And now that he's like, okay, I have a legit chance to come back. Mm. I'm going to actually be the Baker that we know.
Right.
That he can. I mean, yeah, shoulder injuries are permanent. They suck. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they're terrible. And then when you get to a point where you can't do, you know, it's like, oh, what's going on here? I dig it. Because same thing, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
He can't even get back in the league. You know, because his shoulder is shreds.
Yeah.
Shreds. And when it happens, Josh Allen, same thing. Shoulder. Now he's talking, you know, elbow is possible. He might. But I think they got over that scare of talking about a Tommy John surgery.
Yeah. That name always thrown me off. Yeah. If there's any name of a surgery that's always thrown me off, it's Tommy John. Because my first thought is groin. Just because it makes sense. Not elbow. But what, it's named after a baseball player?
Yeah. Baseball player that messes elbow up. And they did a new surgery. It was kind of like a new surgery that they got him back out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the crazy thing, that a quarterback has to get that surgery. Because I think Ben Roethlisberger had to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with Allen, his was because of that one play at the end of that game where that was a gnarly hit. Then they're like, oh, crap, is he okay? Then there's a fucking bomb.
Justin Herbert did the same thing with the ribs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Threw a bomb the next play, for the next few plays. But hey, man, I look at now.
So, Allen throws me off.
with probably any other quarterback right now. He tries too much. I think we talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, right now he's number two in interceptions. He may be number one. Is he number one in touchdowns? No, Mahomes is, which is, I mean, 30-8 versus 25-11. That ain't good. I didn't realize Tua was 21-5.
Okay.
I mean, I like that.
I like it.
Especially for missing three games.
Yeah. I remember Baker did that his rookie year. Everybody was like, he's the next. He's him. He's him. I try to tell you, he's him. He threw 20 touchdowns. He only played. He missed the first three games. Well, what is your final thought? This is my last question to you. What is?
Oh no!
This is because like I gotta go away from the Dolphins. I gotta ask you your Dolphins question, and then I gotta stray away from the Dolphins.
Okay.
What is your thought on Dak Prescott and the people with the back and forth? Because it's all about general fans and you know, analysts is going to get the fans buzzing and stuff like that. Is he a top 10 quarterback? Is he, you know, is he worth the money, or is he really it? And all that stuff. Everybody knows he's playing on America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. If it was me or you, we would get the same type of eyes wide type of, you know, look. Is it me, or is it that if Dak Prescott was playing for the Raiders, if he was playing for, I would say like the Raiders, but say if he was cooking for Seattle like Geno Smith is,
okay,
would Dak Prescott be called an easy top 10 quarterback? Like, would you, like, from what you've seen from Dak Prescott, if he was playing for the not Americans team, would his scrutiny be less or more? That's my question to you. Because it seems like to him being on the Cowboys adds to the scrutiny. Because if a team like him just came back since Cooper Rush got, you know, sat down because he came back from injury, they put up 50 points twice. Offenses look pretty good. Yes, he's throwing interceptions, but it almost seems like that's the tactic of what Jamie Foxx did on Any Given Sunday. I have to give props to John Overstreet on my previous episode to point that out. Dak Prescott throws one interception, his games go crazy. So what is your thought on that?
I mean, I'm going to look at who do they beat for the 250 score?
It was the Bears that one game, and then it was the this last previous day, it was the, Colts.
Okay, so to me, Colts don't count. Okay. Colts are a terrible team. I mean, what was it? Ryan threw three interceptions plus fumbled twice like he normally does.
Yes.
That's 35 points potentially right there. That doesn't count.
Okay.
Bears makes things interesting because their defense is always such a curveball. I think that's. Is that the game before that they figured out how to play Fields?
Yeah. Well, actually, that was his Fields breakout moment. Like, he played good because they came back. Remember, they kind of came back a little bit because they was like, oh, Fields. They was like, wow, in a losing effort. Because I was like, y'all crowning him over a loss.
Yeah, that was a week before I picked him up in fantasy mm-hmm. and actually started doing really well.
Yeah.
So, Bears is a terrible. I think that game's a whole different story because mm-hmm. The problem is with Dak, and this is going to, I hate, this is going to go back to my argument with Brady. We're going to go back to Brady and talk about Dak. The Flate gig where he was out, those four games.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots went 3-1.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, Jacoby.
I don't know if it was either one of them. That was,
Yeah, that's right. We talking about, because when Jimmy played those games. Yeah, it was the Flate gig. That was the Flate gig. Yeah.
Almost it was Matt Castle.
No, that was when he tore his ACL.
That was when he tore it, and then they still went like 10-3.
11-6.
So, it's. I think with the Cowboys with Dak, it's a plug and play situation. Cooper Rush proved he went 3-1
mm-hmm.
that he can do it.
Yeah.
Is Cooper Rush a step down from Dak? I don't know that.
Because mm-hmm.
Cooper looked pretty good to me.
Yeah.
But the scrutiny. I think the scrutiny is there not because of the Dallas. It's because of Cooper.
Okay.
Because you saw how good Cooper played. If Dak plays down, people are going to call for his head to put Cooper in.
Mm-hmm.
That happens all the time when you have I mean, I don't even want to call it a controversy, but it's kind of like you have a competent guy back mm-hmm. there. Russell last year, Geno did play decently. This year, Geno said, hey, I didn't write back. Facts. Which is my favorite thing I've ever heard someone say. I mean, heck, looking at the 29-49 game,
yeah.
they only had 70 more yards than the Bears.
Okay, now you're preaching. You're preaching, this is why I gave you the floor.
So, I mean, was that an offensive game or was that a defensive game?
Oh, the defense definitely scored, I think, once.
Oh.
I'm saying for the Cowboys.
Parsons got a fumble return for a touchdown. Got, mm-hmm. Oh, that was it. So that was only once. Mm-hmm. So that ain't.
Mm-hmm. I just think when you put it all together, like, I think the team plays more better. I think they want to play. They get up more, you know, for Dak. I think Dak, the one thing that I can say about him is that, like, he grew to be accurate. Like, anybody can grow to be accurate is pretty good in my book, too. And I think that all of his interceptions, if you go back and look at, there's a few of them that wasn't on him. And that's not to sit there and say that, oh, he's completely out of the clear. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to know your personnel and be like, hey, CeeDee Lamb should have kept that route flat. Maybe I hold it. But he felt, okay, he's going to keep it flat. I'm going to throw it. That was an interception on him. He got on Dak on that. But I just look at the Cowboys and like, my new, you know, power ranking of a top five. I got them as one of the top two teams in the league. The defense does it. I'm sorry.
Oh,
the defense does it.
I was about to say, the one thing you don't need to get me started on is the power rankings with the Cowboys. And you had to do it.
They were seven back week 10. I had them seven. From what I've seen defensively and offensively, running three tight ends.
Yeah.
Two running backs. CeeDee Lamb, Gallup, and, you know, whoever they want to put in right there, because it ain't going to be Odell. We already know all about that. The Eagles, Cowboys, and the 49ers are the three best teams in the league. I think after that, it's the Chiefs, and it's the Dolphins, and I think it is the, which is surprising, who's really moved up there, because I think with the winning streak, I think with them playing with a new vigor, and I think getting Jamar Chase back, I got five, Cincinnati. Then coming up six, I got Buffalo. What says you?
Your numbers kind of went off for a second, because you went Chiefs, Dolphins, and then put Bengals back five.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
I just want to make sure we're on the same page, because you threw me off.
Yeah,
really, Buffalo, seven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for clearing that up. Without it on paper, I kind of get kind of...
I've always had the problem with the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And because at first I'm like, why are the 49ers considered such a great team? I've never seen a defense hard carry a team that hard. And, I mean, heck, they destroyed me. I can't say anything.
And they do it in the second half, too.
That's the weirdest thing. Yeah. Like, we absolutely struggled the last couple games second half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heck, we didn't score a point against Houston in the second half, I think. Ooh. Which is not good.
No, it's not good.
But I think the problem is I just don't like the Cowboys. I just don't want a number two.
And I think that strongly, when you have Michael Parsons and then you have all that other stuff, if you give a turnover and you put the ball on the 30, you know what I'm saying, like, Dak is going to know what to do. And Tony Pollard is getting better and better. And they are starting Tony Pollard over Zeke.
Finally.
And Zeke got more yards than Pollard in that game. So, I mean, like, how about we go ahead and pump up Zeke real quick and be like, hey, you had a little off-the-field situation. You know, Jerry Jones had a voice take. You know, Jerry Jones will voice everything.
And, yeah.
And boom.
Looking at the remaining schedule for the Cowboys, mm-hmm. Texans, Jags. So that's two free wins, basically. Mm-hmm. Eagles, which will be
Christmas Eve. I cannot wait.
That's potential game of the year candidate.
Yes.
Titans, which could be the biggest curveball there mm-hmm. is. And then Commanders, which is interesting.
It's interesting.
Because Texas rivalry games are always fun. Mm-hmm. So
they can ride off to the sunset, man. The NFC has definitely made a big punch at the AFC. From what I've seen the past few weeks, I've seen the AFC team's still good, but they don't have the strength that these NFC teams have on defense. And you have to ask yourself this question on the Chiefs, how big of a mismatch they are when they play against somebody like the Bengals. So the Bengals have somewhat what the Eagles have, you know what I'm saying? The Cowboys have CeeDee Lamb and some fiery guys on offense as far as they can move the ball. They got a quarterback that's got a live arm. They got a run game that you can run on, you know what I'm saying? So Chris Jones can't do everything. No. Buffalo Bills lost Von Miller. They lost Trey Davey White
after running off.
So when you look at certain things of a power ranking, Andrew, you understand my meaning.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes still my MVP. The Chiefs are still a very good team. I'm telling you, that's one of the things that when I look at, like, whenever the Super Bowl with Chiefs and Bucks, Chiefs and 49ers, I said, I was like, 49ers can win this. I said, they're going to win. And I pulled for the Chiefs. I said, but the 49ers, man, and that was one throw away.
Yeah.
One throw. All Jimmy had to do was put on the numbers. Emmanuel Sanders scores, they win the Super Bowl.
So who do you got right now going to the Super Bowl?
I got right now. It's surefire. I can't think of changing my mind. I got the 49ers, and I got the Bengals. It's going to be the 1988 rematch.
Such an interesting combination now thinking about it. Because you're like, they're not even the top teams in their conference.
Right.
I mean, but
they have the playoff tools. When Joe Mixon comes back, and P. Ryan has been playing real good. P. Ryan's on a mission because he didn't like that shit.
Yeah.
He didn't like everybody questioning, why was he on the field? Why wasn't Joe Mixon on the field? There's a different type of error that's in Cincinnati, even in that defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different. When you look at the Eagles and you look at the Cowboys, I'm giving them praise, but you go in the playoffs, I look at certain things that maybe if you get the Eagles behind, can they come back from behind? They might have trouble doing so. The Cowboys always the accident waiting to happen. I pinned that on them, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When you look at the 49ers, man, one pass away from winning a Super Bowl, one interception away from going back to another Super Bowl. This could be that third time's a charm type deal, and 49ers could get it done. That's why I'm so hell-bent on that, because Brock Purdy, with that offense, didn't look any different than Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Any different. So you put that defense that is going to hold you in the second half. They got 70-7 in the second half. That asks you some things, man. That just makes you really ask questions of saying, like, so in the playoffs, when every play matters. So I just look at all of what I just said. And with like I said, adding into that, just that twinkle of a third time's a charm. And then you look at the Bengals of what they can do whenever they hit it. And they're young. That's why I look at that Super Bowl matchup. What's your Super Bowl matchup before we cut it out?
Honestly, I'm thinking Chiefs 49ers.
Okay.
Bengals have some question marks to me. But, I mean, I'm looking at current playoff standings, which Bills are toss-up right now. Chiefs look really good. Ravens without Lamar is kind of scary to look at. Titans. Bengals, it's up in the air. I mean, yeah. Dolphins, it depends on how well we put it together.
Yeah.
The Jets are interesting because
they're still in it.
Somehow, but I want to write them off, but they beat me, so I can't do that yet. Mm-hmm. NFC Eagles, I freaking love the Eagles right now. That's the hardest part right now. Vikings cannot win against good opponents.
They cannot do it. And that's why I would not trust them. I cannot do it.
49ers.
I trust them.
I'm trusting them.
I trust the Dolphins over the Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, truly.
I hate to do this to you.
Oh, man.
The Bucks are a joke.
Hey, look here. They're not out of my shit house. I know that. If we didn't, you know, game winner, I went crazy. I was like, let's go. But they're not out of my shit house.
They could still lose the South easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not.
You're preaching.
I'm not. They're there.
I'm not going to get mad at that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get mad at that. We lost another lineman. People thinking Mike Evans has fell off. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to that.
Ooh, I didn't realize they're in the wild card, though. We'll get to that in a second. Cowboys. potential.
Mm-hmm.
Giants are the they're probably the biggest coin flip in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't realize Seahawks are 7 right now. And Seahawks 49ers 3 would make things very interesting. Yes, it would.
Because those teams right now are basically metaphorically playing playoff games at the end of the season. And I think teams like that goes into the wild card makes it are hotter.
Yeah.
Scarier.
So at that one.
Giants.
That kind of lowers 49ers just a tad bit for that.
I can see that.
And then right on the bubble, it's just weird. The fact the all Texans are eliminated.
Okay.
So I am wrong.
Okay.
Finally.
So
we have mathematically. But nobody's clinched anything, which is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Yes. Hey, Andrew, I think, again, next time we talk, we're going to talk about wild card weekend as far as like how beneficial wild card weekend could be for a team to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, if wild card matchups that happen, if a team that's supposed to get the bye week fall into the wild card.
All right. All right. Good.